All right, we'll start Nun Aleph down the bottom. Well, not that far down the bottom. It's about three quarters of the way down. It's just next to where the Hagois Meharav Ronchberg is on the side. The line starts with the word lay. And the next word is boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yeah? Okay, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah. Yirmiyah's question was a rekev. So we learned in the Mishnah about, we've been talking, the whole discussion here is about if you have a rotten corpse is metame ba'oihol. So the question is it rekev haba min ha'okev mahu? What about if it's only a bit of rotten heel, the heel of the person, yeah? Is it ki gomrinan rekev haba mikule meis? Is it that it's only from the tradition, the gemirim means we have the halacha that we've learned, that it's the halacha of Moshe Mesinai, that rekev from the whole corpse is metame. Okay, but from the heel it doesn't. Tosfos says over here in the heel there is because there's lots of flesh, so there is it which doesn't have any life. It's sort of dead meat anyway. People who walk barefoot, it becomes very hard the meat. So he says it's sort of not alive anyway. So therefore, that's the reason why you would say that it doesn't that it shouldn't. That's the reason why the heel would be different. Maybe there's no difference. So that's the question of Rabbi Yirmiyah. It's Toshima. So we learned the Tani Rab Nosam Rabbi Yishia, Rekev Abami Shnei Mesim is Tomei. Rekev, which came from two dead bodies mixed together, is Tomei. So you had two dead guys lying there together and they got mixed up and you have rottenness there, is Tomei. If you're going to start differentiating within the body itself, yeah? So what do you mean it came from two mesim? So you have rotten stuff there and you can't see, it's not a full body. Yeah, when it's a full body, you can tell which part of the body it came from because there's a body lying there. Even though it's rotten, but you can see where it is. But if you have two mesim, what do you mean you have rotten stuff from two mesim? If it's mixed together, you can't actually tell where the body, what part of the body is, because if it's two different bodies mixed together, it's just rotten flesh lying there. Yeah, is therefore, how do you know it's not the heel? If the heel's not in it, and we said before that if there's taruvus, if there's anything else mixed in there, then all bets are off. Yeah, so it has to be pure rotten flesh. And therefore, if you would tell me that if there was flesh from the heel in there, that means if it was mixed in, it would be not metame. So therefore, how can you tell me that two, if the heel doesn't count, how could it be that when there were two corpses mixed together, that it's Tomei, Zil Ha'cha Dilmo Derech Ha'kev Ka'asi, V'ha'cha Dilmo Derech Ha'kev Ka'asi, maybe of the two corpses, maybe one of them came from the hill, maybe one of them came from the other, from the other one's heel. Yeah? So therefore, maybe it's, so how could you make say it's Tomei? So the Gemara says back, Ida irkiv kule meis v'ka'asi derech ha'kev ha'chanami. Yeah, it would be true if it would be that the whole, you had the whole body, and then you also got some heel mixed in there, then what you're saying would be right. Over here, only one limb rotted, the ka'asi derech akev, and then you also had the heel there as well. So, because you would say that if it was one aver that came, even if it mixed in, it does have a din of rekiv, because when it's the whole mace, then if you have a whole mace in there that from the head to toe, then you're going to have the heel there. But over here, when you have you had the limb that came
close to the heel,
yeah. So then that limb itself we're asking about. We're not asking about when you had a whole body, and then you can't tell what's in the body. Here we're talking about where we can tell where the body is, but it's close to the heel. That's what he wants to know about. So that's the question. So he says, Tekel. That question's too hard to work out. Probably too hard for the rest of us also. All right, so much for the rotten heel. Now we go on to other questions about mixtures of rotten corpse. You don't like this topic? Boy, Rabbi Yirmiya. Next question is all Rabbi Yirmiya style questions. Uber b'meya isha. Let's say you have a woman with a fetus in her womb, yeah, and she died, and she rotted, and now you've got a rotten fetus in there as well. Have a galgalim? Is it the word? Use the word galgalim because it's like rolled up, and mixtures, and therefore it's not metame oiloi or not. Do we say kevin the omar mar uber yerachimoi? Because we have a concept which we learned in Chulin that the fetus is considered part of the mother hilkach gufahu. Will they have a galgalim? Therefore, it's part of the mother's body, and it's not a mixture. It's not some foreign object mixed into the rotten flesh. Oy dilma, or perhaps kevin the seifa latzeis, since this fetus would eventually come out if it would have gone to term. Mifrish parish minah. Therefore, it's a separate entity from her, and you've got two things rotted together, and therefore it's taruvis. Ve'im tim tzaloymer uber the seifa latzeis. If you will answer me that because he's going to come out, therefore he's considered a separate entity, what about shichvazera me isha mahu? What happens if she has some shichvazera that's in her from she had some relations with her husband before she died, and then she dropped dead, and then she rotted, and then there's still some shichvazera in there. Mahu, what will that be considered a foreign stuff mixed in? Me or me not, do we say kevin la itzar, because it hasn't formed into a baby, is ki gufa domi, therefore it's just part of her body. Or since it's a foreign object that came from a foreign place, it's not hers, then it's considered separate, and therefore it's a mixture, and therefore it's not metame. No. He's not talking about mitzad balu. He's talking about whether it's considered a mixed in. We said if you have it, not looking out. It's in the body. It's in the rot. You have
it's
a bunch
decaying
of rot.
Together with
you
the
have
body.
A bunch of rot, rotten flesh, and in the woman's rotten flesh, there's shichvazer also.
The whole problem is when it's mixed with the rekin. It's
No. The problem is, for example, we said that if a person's buried with his clothes. So we said there's no din of rekev because the rotten clothes are mixed in. It's only pure rotten body. If there's some
your original body.
Yeah, if there's foreign object mixed in, like rotten clothes or a wooden coffin or whatever, we said that it's not metame. That's the halacha. Yeah, it's one of those don't ask any questions halachas, right? Right. So the question is this considered a mixture of a foreign object or is it considered part of her body?
Because she's going to eventually get a. Embryo
forming there. Yeah, she's dead.
No, she's dead. No, but even if she's not going to form an embryo, but theoretically, once it's in her, it's just part of her body. You know, like other things that are part of her. That's like saying when she eats some food, and it's in her stomach. So you're saying it's going to be that's not part of her. Her stomach's not part of her because there's a piece of fish in there. What are you talking about? So there's two ways of looking at it. So that was that question. Boy, Rav Papa. Then Rav Papa asked, "Why stop there? Pirsha mahu." It's kind of what I said. She ate something, and she's got. She's got perish is the excrement, but it's in the intestines. It hasn't come out yet. So when she dies, is that considered a foreign substance? Yeah, or is it considered part of her body? It's getting better, isn't it? Do we say kivud the loy mekayma the loy achla? Do we say since she couldn't survive without eating, therefore chayusahu? Therefore, it's an integral part of her. Body, the food that's been digested or the nisdigestion, whatever's going on there, yeah, and therefore that's just part of her because you can't live without food. Or is it? No, it's a foreign object. Yes, she couldn't survive without it, but it's not her. It's her. It's something else. There's her and there's the food, and therefore it's a foreign substance mixed in. Next question, boy, you can always tell. That when they don't answer the questions, that you know where we're heading here. Yeah, boy, Rav Acha bereid Rav Ika. Next question, oiroi mahu. Now there's two different pirushim here. Oiroi, simple translation is skin. Is the skin? Let's just keep simple because it's hard enough as it is. If the skin is mixed in with flesh, does that considered a foreign substance mixed in to stop from being a tummy or not? Boy, Rav Huna bar Mamanoyach. Rav Huna bar Mamanoyach has keiche v'niyema. What about?
Skin is part of the flesh.
No, skin is skin, and flesh is flesh. Flesh is meat. Skin is the outside.
Oh. It's a whole different system of the body.
Thanks, Jeremy. Dr. Lever.
Just thought I'd throw that in.
Kechev and Nioi is his saliva, his mucus, mahu, and that gets mixed in. Is that a foreign substance or is it not a foreign substance? There's Amale Rav Shmuel Bar Achel Rav Papa. All these wonderful questions. You're asking all these questions, yeah? So you had a corpse, the person Nebuch dropped dead, and if all of these things that you're asking, it means it's a mixture, would all be considered a foreign substance, is a wreck of the metame, hechem ishkachasla. You're never going to get a case where it is metame, because every body has got mucus, he's got saliva, he's got stuff in his kishkis, he's got whatever. Yeah, everybody's got that. So you're never going to get a pure dead body that has nothing else, none of these things in there. So the whole concept is falling apart. Yeah, pardon the pun. So where are you getting there?
Depends how you define bacteria.
It's not really about bacteria. It's about just
this is bits of body. Then.
Bits
this
of
is
body.
Solid bits of body.
So how are you going to get a situation where you actually have a pure rotten body with none of these other things mixed in? Answers the Gemara. The Ashkia made the kolim. First, you give him some. I would translate prune juice, palm juice, prune juice, dates. Prune, what prunes, whatever. What's a prune? Prune is a dried out plum? Well, whatever it is. Anyway, made the kolim. You give him juice from a dekel tree, and that has the effect of cleaning out the system. Yeah, so that's going to clean out all the perish, so he won't have anything in his intestines. Vesache nasha, and then, the other question we asked yesterday was about the hair. Yeah, so he says you give him some hair removal. It's a hair removal cream and get rid of all the hair that's about to fall out. The shalke meitzveria, and you boil him in meitzveria, in the chametz tveria, the hot springs of tveria, which will cause his skin to detach, and it'll clean out his sinuses. There'll be no mucus and no saliva, no nothing. Broil him.
Shalke means boil, overcooked. It means
you overcook him in meitzveria, yeah. So. Thanks. So you ask a guy, if you want to have this din, you tell the guy before he's about to drop dead that he should do all these things. And then, when he's dead, you'll know that if he rots, it's Tommy. Huh? What's going on here? Why are we...
What is the...
What's the deeper meaning between all of this?
It depends if the Chevron Kaddisha is Hungarian or not. Because the Hungarians do have some cream. They stick a hose up the back, but also there's some passage and so get out of the inside stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we have a lot of cases like that in the Gemara where you come up with some weird case and the Gemara, and that's the case we're talking about, you know? Okay. To say it's a doichik, I don't think I'm pushing it. This is only you would have to answer. If you were to answer all these questions to say it's a foreign object, then that could be the only case you're talking about. Yeah, so it's sort of a devil's advocate type of thing. But really, I don't for all we know, the halacha would be that all of those other things are not considered a mixture, and therefore the case of rekiv just applies to a normal, any dead body. So then it's just more, it's a much more simple situation. Okay, next, Amar Abaye, Naktinon, we have a traditional halacha, Meis Shetochenoi. If the dead body was grinded up, Ein Lo Rekiv, then there's no din of rot. Great. Ibo'elahu, so the question is it Toch, what about Toch, is the case Tochenoi, you ground him up, so, you know, like a good murderer, yeah, one of these serial killers, so what he does is he cuts up the body afterwards to hide the evidence. So what we're talking about where he grinded him up, v'chaz of a hirkiv. Oh, sorry. If he grinded it up and then he rot. So if he's ground him up. Okay. So if he ground him up and then it rotted while it was already ground up, is mahu. So what's the deal over there? Do we say midehu time eladika basa beginim matzomis? The whole prerequisite to have this din of rekev is it has to be a mixture of meat and veins and bones. Yeah? Not skin, Rechmil, yeah? Meat and meat and veins and bones. The ha'ika, even though it's ground up, it's mincemeat.
But you got it.
Right, you've got, but within the mincemeat, you've got
the
57 herbs and spices. So it's so therefore it's the right recipe, and therefore you have a din of rekiv. Oy dilma kibriyase ba'inon v'leka, or maybe it has to be in its normal form, not mincemeat, but the normal shape of meat, and you haven't got it. Tekel, end of that one. Okay, next, Tony. Tani Ula Brachanina. Ula Brachanina has a brisa. Meisha Choser, if the dead body is missing something, Ein Le Rekev, then it hasn't got a din of Rekev. And also, Le Tfusa, it doesn't have Tfusa. What's the din of Tfusa? So we learned when you have, let's say, a Meis Mitzvah, which is lying on the road, so you take it away to bury it in the cemetery, but you take Est Tfusasa, that means the surrounding bit of earth that he's buried in, you take that with him. But if he's missing a bit, then you don't take the surrounding bit. And lo shchunas kvaris. We had a din of shchunas kvaris, so we said if you found one meis mitzvah, then you take him away and bury him in the cemetery. If you found a second meis mitzvah nearby, you also take him and bury him in the cemetery. But if you found a third one, if you find a third one, then it stops being a meis mitzvah and it's called a cemetery. You got three dead bodies all lying there, then obviously there's some kind of cemetery going on, and therefore you don't take them at all. Yeah? But that applies if the dead bodies are not missing bits. But if the dead bodies are missing bits, then that doesn't create this concept of the shchunas kvaris. So that's what the Bryce has said. Meisver, now we have a contradiction. Loi, it's not a contradiction with loi, but this is a Bryce which starts with to discuss about the differences between live rot and dead rot. As imma marta b'meis, if you have a dead body, sheyesh le roiv, so dead body can be metame if you have most of the body, v'roiva, and you have a quarter of kav of bones. Yeah. Oh, imaloi tarvid rekiv, or one tarvid's worth of rotten flesh. Toma b'chai, but it's different when it's live. So what does that mean? If you have a limb of a live person, not a full live person, because a full live person, if he's rotten, is probably dead, so he's not live. So you have a eva min achai, so a person's amputated limb. She'en le loi roiv, it's not a majority of the bones. V'loi roiva, and it hasn't got a din of roiva hakav. V'loi m'loi tavid rekev, and it doesn't have a din of rotten flesh. Yeah? So what do you mean that the limb doesn't have a din of rotten flesh? Hechidami. The irkiv chareva. So you're talking about where why you're saying a mace is different from a chai, that there's no din of rekev by eva min a chai. So what does that tell you? The irkiv chareva. We're talking about one limb, and we're saying is if one limb that came from a live person, it was amputated, yeah, then it rots. It doesn't have a din of rekev. And when you're comparing that is different from a dead body. So the corresponding thing that you are contrasting with by the dead body is afilu chadever. Yeah, that means even if there's only one limb from a dead body, it is metame ikarekiv. Yeah, so from this distinction to say ever min achai doesn't have rekiv, which is different from a mace, that means ever min a mace there is rekiv. So what are you telling me? That it has to be a whole body. And if it's missing a little bit, then there isn't any din of rekev. Here we see even one limb has a din of rekev. Yeah? So he says, that was all your inference. You said, because it says that a ever min achai doesn't have rekev, you inferred from that that a ever min hames does have rekev. Mika tani hames, it doesn't say that. You just extrapolated, yeah? The Mishnah doesn't actually say that an ever min hames has rekev. It says ever min achai doesn't have rekev. Ah, if that's the case, what's the distinction over here between the dead and the live? Hakamash Milan, the distinction is not about the size, an aver versus an aver. Your whole thing of kavase gabe meis is not an appropriate extrapolation. All it's telling you is that shum meis yesh le rekev, the din of rekev applies to dead people, and shum chai ein le rekev, and the din of live people don't have rekev. Because rekev only applies to a whole body, I could tell you. And therefore, you cannot have rekev of a whole live body, because a person is not alive if his whole body is rotten. Yeah, one limb that came off could be rotten, but a whole body can't be. So therefore, you cannot have the concept of rekev by a live person. So that's all that Bryce was distinguishing there. Okay, now, next exciting question. Boy Rava, Hirkiv Kishul Chai, what happens if this Aver rotted while the guy was alive?
So what? Attached to him?
No. What wasn't attached to him?
It could be like leprosy or something, but you're talking about the guy had an amputation.
No, he had an amputation. So we said what? That if one limb was amputated from a person and rotted, there's no din of Rekiv. Yeah?
Hmm.
What happens if Chazav Amais? What happens if he then died? He went back and died, yeah. So now he's dead, and the rest of him rotted as well. So right now you have the whole body rotten. The only problem is that one limb had rotted before he was dead. Do we say, Ki Gemiri Rekiv, when we have the halacha lomish mesinai of the halacha of Rekiv, is the Irkiv Kishahumais, does it have to be that it all rotted when the guy was dead? And since that one limb rotted while he was alive, then it's an all bets are off?
Interesting that he says over here, he says down here that, as you said, but then he says others understand this to mean that the limb remained attached to the person, but it began to rot.
Like he had some disease or something.
I suppose it's possible.
He's saying main pshat is the way you say it.
Either way, it's the question would be the same.
Yeah, same question. Yeah.
So the question is, does the rotting all have to take place after he's dead? Or if he partially rotted when he was alive and partially when he's dead. So do we say the halachal meshim? What's the logic? Says the Gemara, there is no logic. It's halachal meshim sinai. So you can't ask logic questions. It's just what's the halacha? So do we say ki gemiri, that the halacha states rekiv de irkiv kishu meis, rekiv only applies when it rotted when he was dead? Or do we say hashtami ahamais? Now he's dead and now you have a body full of rekiv, so therefore it's matam. Is what's the deal? Toshama, we're going to bring the same thing again. Lo, he was contrasting a dead and alive. A dead guy has the halacha of metame be'oil when it's most of his bones and a quarter of a kav of, most of the skeleton and most of the quarter of a kav of bones and most of his and a maloy tarvid rekiv. That a chai doesn't have a maloy tarvid rekiv. Why? So what does that imply? That if you have an Evra min achai, there's no rekiv because the guy's alive. Yeah, Torah b'chai. The distinction is that when he's alive, then his rotten limb doesn't count. That means taima mishum chai, because he's alive. Hameis, that means if he is dead, then yesh le rekiv. That Evra has rekiv when it joins up with the rest of the dead rekiv. Yeah? So he says, no, you're extrapolating again. Stop doing that. Mika toni hameis, it doesn't say that if he's dead, that when he died afterwards, it is metame. So what's he distinguishing? He's distinguishing, like we said before. Hakamashvan, the Shum Meis Yesh Le Rekiv. He's just telling you the general concept that Rekiv applies to a dead body, and Shum Chai Yen Le Rekiv, and Rekiv does not apply to a person that's still alive, even when one of his limbs was amputated. So we don't have an answer for that one either. Okay, now we move on to other things that could be Chasser. Boy Rava. Namala Shechasra Mahu. What about a person ate a dead ant? Person ate a dead ant, but the ant was missing something. It was missing one of his
legs. So there's no shield. There's no shield.
Do we say shiura gemirin la v'ha chaser? Do we say there has to be a shear? Yeah. So what's the shear for? Generally eating something unkosher, the shear is a kizayis. But if it's a whole creature, then even less than a kazayis. So an ant is less than a kazayis, but if it's a whole ant, if it's a whole ant, it's for sure chayiv, because even though it's less than a kazayis, but it's a whole creature. Mm. Yeah. So the question is, what if the ant is missing a bit? Do we say shiura gemirin lo v'hachaser? Do we say that a shear has to apply to it, and the shear is that it's kazayis or a whole ant? Bria gemirin lo, or is it that it has to be a creature, the Aika. And just because, it's a creature, even if it's missing, obviously we're talking about it's missing something which is not not his main.
It can still live.
Yeah, it can still live. He's missing a leg. He's missing, I don't know what ants have. He's missing his antenna, I don't know. Yeah. So therefore, he's still a creature and he can still live. Yeah. So therefore, is he still considered a creature even if he's missing something and therefore you're chayiv? Is Omar of Yehud, obviously this question follows on from a dead body missing something, so we move on to a dead ant. Is Omar Rabbi Yehuda midiskarta, top of the page? Rabbi Yehuda from Diskarta says, Toshima, Bohem, when it talks about eating, you're not allowed to eat insects, shrotzim, yeah? So it says, Eila hatzmeyim lachem b'chol asheretz kol nageya bahem b'moysom. So bahem, he says, is implies you touched them is... You would think it means kulon. It means all of them. Bahem means in it. It means all of them. Yeah? It's Talmud loymar mayhem. This is talking about tumah. Yeah? Tumah sheretz. Yeah? Is Talmud Lemar mayhem? It also says mayhem. But from mayhem means from them implies not all of them, but a piece from them. Yeah, that's what mayhem implies. Is imayhem mayhem? So if you're going to learn from mayhem, is yachal mitzasa. So you would say that even if it's only part of a dead sheretz, is mitame. But 1 minute, Talmud Lemar bohem. It implies it has to be the whole dead sheretz. Okay, so how does it work? When he touches the mikzasan, even if he touches only part of the sheretz, shahu kichulam, which is like kulam. So it's a roiv, let's say. Rubai kikulai. So if you have most of the dead sheretz, then he is chayiv. Shiru chachamim v'kadosha. Oh, so what is considered a roiv? They worked out that the size is going to be a lentil bean. Sheken hachaymet. Where did they get the lentil bean from? Because a chaymet, it's one of those rodents. Can you help me out in translation?
Creeping, just a creeping.
Oh, it doesn't know either. Okay. One of the creeping rodents, a sheretz, a chaymet, which is called a chaymet.
It's a type of snail, he says here.
Okay. Which is mentioned in Chumash as in the list of shrotzim. And a chaymet, chilas priyosai, the chadosha. When it first is born, it's the size of a chadosha. So the chachamim worked out that the minimum size of a creature is a kadasha, because if it were,
we're dealing here with an ant.
Oh, but no, but we're trying to compare.
An so ant what? Is smaller than a lentil.
Correct, but what we're showing here is that why did they say that the shear is a lentil? Because the smallest size of a fully formed chaymet is a lentil. That means even when they said kadasha, why did they say kadasha? Because they were basing it on the smallest size of this animal that's not missing anything. Because if it was chaser and it would still count as an animal, yeah, then it would be less than a kadasha. Ishma mina shiura gemirila. So we learn from that to extrapolate back to our ant. Yeah, what we're saying is that whenever there's a shiur of a small thing, yeah, it's based on an entire sheretz. Mm. Yeah, so therefore the shear of an ant, taki, doesn't have to be a whole kazayis, as long as it has an entire one. And you're missing. If you're missing, it doesn't count.
Also, in the ball of the sayin, the chaymet.
Yes. No, it's just learning as a mamatzinu, just like by tumas sheretz. The way the shear was worked out was based on a full animal that wasn't missing anything. So the shear for eating an ant is also based on a full ant, and if it's missing some, it hasn't got the shear.
Then there would be the question if an ant's leg was torn off, yeah, or if it was born with one less leg, you wouldn't know.
Well, you wouldn't probably know anyway. Can you look at an ant? Can you tell if there's something missing? It's got a magnifying glass out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, but if you're talking about a unit, you're talking about a kazayis, then that would come in too.
That's right, but if the idea is that something, when the shear here is not a kazayis, the shear is an animal.
A unit.
Right.
If it was born with one less leg, would it be still a unit?
I guess not. It would have to have a whole thing.
Why not if it was born that way?
Because that's not the shear. The shear is the whole ant.
And a hand. It's still one person, still one unit.
Yeah, but if the shear for... The question is, when you say the shear for an ant is a whole ant... Is the pshat that if you eat an ant, you're chayiv no matter what the size of the ant is? Or is it that the shear for an ant is the size of a whole ant? Yeah, let's say you had a jumbo ant.
A bull ant,
but it was only half of one. Yeah? So you wouldn't be chayiv.
Yeah, but if the bull ant's leg was torn off, it might not be one unit. If the bull ant was born with one less leg, it still might be a unit.
So if you have a bull ant with a missing leg, which is as big as a regular ant without a missing leg.
He's not saying it's about the size. He's saying that it's
about
the size.
No, but the Gemara is trying to prove it is about the size.
Yes.
Even though it says it's one unit.
But why did they refer
it
back?
But that unit itself has to have a minimum size.
That's the point. Why did I refer it back to a nadosha to tell you that's the minimum size?
Ants and insects are that are considered one unit.
Right. But what's the minimum size of an ant? There is. The minimum size is one unit.
Why did I say nadosha?
Disketa obviously doesn't agree with Rabbi Yehuda Mehorsley. I learned you one of my other theory that no matter how small an ant is or an insect, a unit is a unit.
Yes, but that's what the Gemara here is actually asking. When they say it's a unit, does that mean that even if it's missing something, but that means that is the shear. The shear is a unit. So if it's less than a unit, even if it was born that way, then it hasn't got the shear. It's not the pshat that it's still a unit, but it's missing some of it. It's the pshat, it hasn't got the shear because it's not a whole unit. Okay, Omar, what arguments you could have about an ant.
Yeah, then, the next time you eat an ant, make sure to examine it carefully.
Such a tiny little thing and it's causing us so much trouble. Omar Rav Shmaya. Rav Shmaya says, Kiba inan shi'ura bilayhava kahadosha. Oh, so here's our bull ant, right? When does it need the shear of being a whole thing? If it's, this is by the sheretz, but if it's less than the lentil, then loy mitame, then it's not mitame if it hasn't got a kadosha. But then lenafel b'neshama, because when is that? When it hasn't got a neshama. Avol nafel b'neshama, but if it has a life force in loy, that wouldn't prove it. Ah, so he says that proof you gave about the kadosha doesn't prove anything because
it's a dead ant.
No, he was talking about this chomet, the chomet, right? So we said that the minimum size is a lentil because when the chomet is born, he's a lentil size, yeah? So he says that's because it can't live. It can't have an neshama less than the size of a lentil. But if it could have a size, an neshama in it, it could be alive, yeah? Then maybe not. So maybe your ant, if it could live less than the size of an ant, yiboylach. Maybe that's still a question, yeah? Now, you try to say that the small, because just like the smallest sheretz is the chomet, so the smallest ant has to be a whole ant. Maybe it's different. Maybe a chomet can't live if it's less than an adosha, but an ant could live if it's less than a normal ant, if it's missing a leg. So therefore, it could still be that you're chayiv. Alright. Sorry I didn't get any further than that.